Hillbilly Band played before I spoke, and so you all clapped.
上次麦牧师讲到的时候，我没有听清楚，那边是不是有小乐队表演，所以大家鼓掌。
That's much better than the silence.
但是比这个刚才实在是有点太安静了，所以以后这个可能在说奉献的时候，我们要需要有点音乐，大家可以有些音乐可以让大家可以静默思考。
Let me start this morning by asking you a question.
早上今天在讲道之前，我想问大家一个问题。
In your professional life,
在你们的这个专业生涯之中，你的工作上
，or in your personal life,
或者是在你个人的生活之中。
Would you rather be a sailboat or a powerboat?
你是想要做一个摩托艇呢，还是想做一个帆船？
I heard a speaker talking about this.
我曾经听过一个讲员讲到这个话题。
He was speaking to leaders.
他是在对一些领袖们讲话。
And he said, you don't want to be a sailboat that is just blown by the wind.
他说你不想做一个帆船，因为帆船就是被风吹着，风吹到哪儿，这个船就到哪儿去。
To be under the control of others.
他说你这样你就对自己生活没有掌控啊，就是让风随波逐流嘛。
He said instead you need to be a powerboat.
他说你应该成为一艘摩托艇。
Set goals in your life.
在你的生命之中要设一个目标。
And then regardless of the difficulties, aim for those goals and keep going.
而且这样子你就不管遇到任何的困难，只要你对着目标努力前行，你就能够成功。
Now he was probably right.
我想他大概是对的。
I don't know. I'm not a leader.
我不是个领袖，所以我也不太确信。
But as far as professional goals, he was probably right.
但是如果在我们的工作上，我们要设立目标这么去做的话，这肯定是对的。
But I began to think about what he was saying.And thinking about spiritual goals.
但是我在想他这么说的这个话的意思的时候，我想到我的属灵的目标。
And I want to suggest a little bit different answer when we're talking about our spiritual life.
我觉得如果我们是在说到属灵生命，我跟他的这个做法，可能我跟大家的建议会有一点不同。
Now before I get to that, let me talk about the problem a bit.
在我回到这个话题之前，我先谈谈我们的问题。
See if this sounds familiar to any of you.
你听听看，这个是不是跟你的境况有点像
？You decide I want to be a better Christian.
你跟自己下定决心说，哎，我真想要作为一个好一些的基督徒。
I want to be more like Jesus.
我想更像耶稣。
You hear a sermon or you read a book.
然后你听到一个讲道，然后读一本书。
And you think, okay, these are the steps that I must take.
然后你就在心里说啊，这就是我要去采取的步骤，一步一步就要这么走。
Maybe you even quote the famous.Bible verse.
也许你还跟自己说，哎呀，这引用这圣经上最有名的一句话。
God helps those who help themselves.
神帮助那些愿意帮助自己的人。
And so you decide to help yourself.
所以你就决心要帮助自己。
I'm going to be more disciplined.
我要更加的自律。
I'm going to read the Bible more.
然后更多的读圣经。
Pray more.
然后要更多祷告。
Go to more church activities.
然后教会的活动我都参加。
God helps those who help themselves.
因为神助自助者，我要自我帮助，神也会帮我的。
So I will do my part.
所以神做他的，我做我的。
Sounds good.
就听起来很好啊。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
For most of us, it doesn't work.
对我们中间大多数人来说，这个事情好像不是这样发生的呀。
We say God helps those who help themselves, but we can't.Help ourselves.
我们说神会帮助那些愿意帮助自己的人，可是我们没法帮助我们自己啊。
We try.
我们当然是努力的去试过。
We make a good start.
然后我们这个开头都是轰轰烈烈的要有一个开始。
We join some church activities.
然后在教会的活动，我们都努力的去尽量参加。
We try to control our tongue.
然后我们就控制我们的舌头。
We try to change our attitudes.
也去尽量的改善自己的态度。
And we fail.
然后我们就失败了。
We sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
我们天天在那唱 我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
If I sang, they wouldn't clap.
麦牧师很谦虚，他说他唱的话，大家估计要喝倒彩了，是不是？
And we find out that following Jesus is harder than we expected.
然后我们就发现跟从耶稣比我们所想象的要难得多。
Or we sing, you can sing this one too.
I don't know how to do that.
Are you able? Said the master.
然后还有这些这个圣诗里就在问这个主人，就是我们的主说，你能够做到吗？
And we sing, Lord, I am able.
然后我们就唱回来回应说，主啊，我能做到。
And then like Peter, we find out we're not able.
但是就像彼得一样，我们最后发现说我们做不到。
I'm not trying to discourage you this morning.
今天早上我也不想让大家灰心失望。
But a big part of the problem is,We are trying to do something God never intended us to do.
但是问题就在于，我们是想要试图去做一件神从来没有让我们去做的事儿。
Because He never intended us to live the Christian life in our own strength.
因为神从来没有说让我们自己靠着自己的力量去过基督徒的生活。
Remember that verse I quoted?
你还记不记得刚才我说的大家都认为的一个圣经上最有名的一句
？That verse that so many Christians know by memory.
这多少基督徒都觉得，哎呀，这句话我记得好清楚啊，都背下来。
God helps those who help themselves.
神助自助者，就是神会帮助那些愿意帮助自己的人。
I didn't give you a reference.
我可是这句话是在圣经里吗？我没有找到出处啊。
Because it's not in the Bible.
因为它不在圣经里，不是圣经里的话。
I know I've read the whole book. It's not in there.
因为我已经把圣经从头到尾都读过，它不在圣经里。
I've heard a lot of Christians quote that verse.
我听到太多的基督徒引用这句说是圣经里的话。
But it's not in there.
但是这句话不在圣经里。
In fact, the Bible comes very close to saying exactly the opposite.
但实际上圣经里的意思实际上跟这句话的意思几乎是完全相反。
God helps those who cannot help themselves.
神帮助那些无法帮助自己的人。
Look at Jacob.
我们看一看雅各。
He's a dishonest trickster.
雅各是一个不诚实的骗子。
His name means dishonest trickster.
他这个名字雅各本身就意味着就是骗子，不诚实的意思。
When he introduces himself to someone, they know, I better watch out.
所以他这个名字要别人介绍他给人说这个人叫雅各，你就知道，哎呦，这个意思就是这个人是个骗子，是不诚实。
He has a terrible reputation, and he deserves it.
而且这个雅各，大家在圣经上看到他做的事儿。我们都知道他这个名誉是很糟糕的，而且大家都知道他是这么一个人。
But he decides I can fix this.
但是他决定说我可以改变。
I'm going to go back home.
然后我就回家去。
I'm going to change my reputation.
然后我要改变我的名誉。
I can do this.
我可以做到。
But he can't.
但是他做不到。
But he finally is forced to face his past.
但是最后他终于在被迫面对他的过去。
He finally is forced to say to this angel wrestling with him,
他最后他终于对跟过来跟他摔跤的那位天使说
My name is Jacob.
我的名字叫雅各
Yeah, that's me.
那就是我就是这样一个人
The trickster who can't be trusted.
一个没法被信任的一个骗子
And when Jacob finally recognizes who he is,
当雅各最后最终终于认识到他是什么样的一个人
When he finally admits that he can't change himself.
当他最终认识到他无法改变他自己的时候
God changes him.
神改变了他
And that angel changes his name from Jacob the trickster.
这个天使把他的名字从这个雅各就是一个骗子给改了
To Israel, a prince with God.
改成了以色列，这个意思就是神的王子
God helps Jacob when Jacob finally admits he cannot.
当雅各最终承认他无法帮助他自己的时候，神帮助了他。
Mark tells us about a man who comes to Jesus.
马可福音之中也讲到有一个人来找耶稣。
He says, "My son is in trouble."
他说我儿子病得很厉害啊。
If you can do anything, help us.
所以无论你能做什么，你帮帮我们。
And Jesus looks at him and says,
耶稣看着他说
"If I can."
如果我能。
If you believe, everything's possible.
如果你相信，任何事都可能。
And I love the man's response.
我很喜欢这个人的回应。
Hear what has happened.
你听听他是怎么说。
He says, Jesus, if you can do anything, help me.
这个孩子跟耶稣说，主啊，如果你能做任何事，求你帮助我们。
And Jesus says, of course I can help if you have enough faith.
但是耶稣说，当然我能帮了，如果你有足够的信心的话，我一定能帮你的。
The man says,
但是这个人的回答是
I believe,
我信
help my unbelief.
但我信不足
In other words, yes, I have some faith.
他就说是啊，我有一点信心。
But it might not be enough faith.
但是我的信心可能是不够的。
So I'm going to dump the problem right back on you, Jesus.
所以主啊，我就把我的问题再扔回给你去。
Just in case I don't have enough faith.
如果真的我的信心不足的话
，You give me the faith I need.
求主，你给我我需要的信心。
He is saying, "I can't help myself."
他是在说我无法帮助我自己。
And Jesus says, "Then in that case, I'll help you."
耶稣说，如果是这种情况，我来帮
助你。Over and over, God helps those who cannot help themselves.
所以在圣经上，我们看到一次又一次，神帮助那些无法帮助自己的人。
We call that grace.
我们把这个叫做恩典。
And what I have found is this: many Christians think.That when I was an unbeliever, God saved me by His grace.
我们很多的基督徒是这样相信的。当我还没信主的时候，主就用他的恩典来帮助了我。
I was spiritually dead.
在那个时候，我的属灵生命是死的。
I could not solve my problems.
我无法解决自己的问题。
And God saved me by grace.
神靠着恩典来救了我。
But then they think.
然后他们觉得。
But now I'm a Christian.
但现在我是基督徒了。
And I can live this life in my own power.
我可以靠着我自己的能力来过基督徒的生活。
But trusting in God's grace.
然后我要信靠神的信实。
Means recognizing.
是意味着。
That I cannot live the Christian life in my own strength.
靠信靠神就意味着说我不能靠着我的力量去过基督徒生活。
The only way I can live the Christian life is through His strength.
要靠着要过基督徒的生活，唯一的办法就是要靠着神的力量，而不是我自己的力量。
In Philippians 1, Paul is writing to new believers.
这个腓立比书的第一章，神给这些新信主的人写信。
Listen to his words.
你听听他的话。
I am sure of this.
我深信这一点。
That he who began a good work in you.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的。
Is watching to see if you are strong enough to finish the race.
他是在看你是不是有足够的力量能够跑完这个全程，是这样的吗
？No.
不是这样的。
I'm glad some of you recognize that's not correct.
我相信我很高兴大家意识到不是这样的。
He says.
他是保罗是这样说的。
I am sure of this.
我深信。
That he who began a good work in you.
那在你们心里动了善功的。
Will bring it to completion.
必成全这功。
Do you hear that?
你听到这话了吗
？God started the work.
神把这个善功开始了。
And He will finish the work.
他要成全，他要完成这功。
He will accomplish the purpose He began.
他要完成他开始这项功的目的。
I saw this race for children at an elementary school.
我曾经看到，就是小学的孩子们曾经有一个比赛，就是跑步比赛。
They divided all the children up into groups of two.
他们把这些孩子们都分成两个人，两个人一组，排成一排。
One of them was the runner.
其中一个是跑步的人。
And the other sat down in a wheelchair.
但是另外一个孩子是坐在轮椅里面的。
And the runner would push the little child in the wheelchair.
跑步的那个孩子必须要推着轮椅上的孩子一路去一起跑。
And I watched that and I thought, I need to be in the wheelchair.
我看着他们这个比赛，我就在想，我应该坐在这个轮椅里面。
Some days,
有些日子我真是想坐在轮椅里面。
It seems to me I'm in a spiritual wheelchair. God is pushing me along.
因为很多日子我都觉得我就是在坐在属灵的一个轮椅上，是神在推着我往前跑。
I am very weak.
我在那种时候，我是觉得自己很虚弱。
But He is very strong.
但是神是充满力量的。
And if I will let Him push me,
如果我让神来推着我跑。
If I'm not so stupid that I get up out of the wheelchair,
如果我没那么蠢，从轮椅上硬是要挣扎着起来。
If I will let him push me, God is determined to get me across the finish line.
如果我允许神来推着我跑，神一定会把我推过终点线的。
This morning, I want you to understand that everything in the Christian life comes through God's grace.
今天早上，我想跟大家说，我们作为基督徒，生命之中任何的事都是来自神的。
Apart from His strength,
如果没有神的力量
I may pray, but my prayers will be empty words.
我可以去祷告，但是我的祷告可能都是一些空空的言辞而已。
Apart from him, I can read the Bible, but I'm not going to understand how it applies to me.
但是如果没有神的力量，我读圣经我也读不出味道来，也在生活之中也活不出来。
Apart from his grace,
如果没有神的恩典，
we will not treat our spouse or our children the way Jesus would treat them.
我们也无法对我们的配偶或者我们的孩子用神让我们有的态度去对待他们。
Apart from his grace, we cannot live the Christian life.
没有神的恩典，我们无法过出基督徒的生活。
I am not strong enough,
我实在也不够有
，or self-disciplined enough,
而且也不够自律。
To change myself.
我靠着我自己真是无法改变自己。
In other words,
换一句话说就是，
when it comes to living the Christian life,
如果你想活出一个基督徒的生命，
I'm not a power boat.
我不是个摩托艇。
But this morning, I want to give you some wonderful news.
但是今天早上我想给大家一些好消息。
That God did not call us to be spiritual power boats.
神并没有让我们成为属灵上的摩托艇。
I was reading through Ephesians.
我在读以弗所书。
The first part of Ephesians is exciting.
这个以弗所书前部分就是让人非常兴奋。
Paul shows how God brought us from death into eternal life.
神保罗就让我们展示这样图像，神把我们从死里复活，让我们能够有永久的生命。
For three chapters, he rejoices in the transformation that God has made in us.
前面三章他都是在说神让我们怎么样有脱胎换骨的改变，神真是能够改变我们的生命。
And then we come to chapter four.
然后就来到了第四章。
And Paul begins like this.
第四章的开头，保罗是这么说的。
Because of what God has done,
就因着神所做的一切
，you must walk worthy.Of your calling,
你必须要行事为人要蒙与所得蒙的恩相称。
You must live new lives.
你必须要有一个新的生命。
And as I read his description of this new life, it starts to feel impossible.
当我开始读他保罗描述的这个新生命的时候，我觉得这怎么可能啊
？Put away all anger.
他说你们要弃绝谎言，不要生气。
All? That's a lot.
他说你把所有的怒气都要放下。
That means all the time.
所有的时间，所有的把要把怒气，所有的怒气都放。
And I know that Paul never had to drive on I-95.
我知道保罗从来不用在 I-95 上开车的。
But he still says.
但他仍旧说。
Put away all anger.
要把所有的苦毒恼恨都放下。
Forgive as God in Christ forgave you.
你们要去原谅别人，就像神原谅你一样。
That means I have to forgive others the same way God forgave me.
就说要彼此饶恕，就像神在基督里饶恕了我一样的。
He goes on.
然后保罗继续说。
My words must build people up and not tear them down.
我们所说的话一定要能够建造对方，而不是把对方给击倒。
And again, I know he didn't have social media.
我想保罗那时候又没有什么社交媒体。
But my words have to build people up.
但是他说我的话必须要是能够鼓励别人的。
Verse 20, I must give thanks.For everything?
然后第二十节他就说我们在任何事上都要感恩。
For three chapters, I've been really encouraged.
前面三章我读的都很兴奋，觉得很受鼓励。
But when he starts talking about how I must live, this is hard.
然后保罗就说这就是你应该这样生活，这太难了。
And then it gets worse.
然后就更糟糕的后面是。
Wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord.
他说这个做妻子的要顺服丈夫，就像顺服主。
That's not easy.
这个太不容易了。
But then, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church.
然后做丈夫的要爱你的妻子，就像基督爱教会。
That little word as, in the same way.
他这个就像神一样，像基督一样，完全要照着他的做法去做。
Christ loved the church.
就如同基督爱教会，你要爱自己的妻子。
Now, husbands,
丈夫们
，Are there any of you who will raise your hand and your wife is watching?
你太太在旁边看着呢，你能举起手来说你做到了吗
？And say，
你能这样说吗
？I love my wife in the same sacrificial way Jesus loves the church。
他说你能够这样说，我以牺牲的爱在我的爱我的太太，就像耶稣为教会舍命一样，你能这样举起手来说你做到了吗
？Richard raised his hand
。Richard 还真举了手了。
Just so you know。
就想让大家知道，你看，我们还是有这样的好弟兄啊。
You can take care of it after service.
之后大家都要去多给他加点菜，好吧？
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
然后他说，孩子们，你们在主里要听从你们的父母。
And then fathers, do not provoke your children to anger.
做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Don't frustrate your children with unreasonable demands.
你不要用你这不切实际的要求让你的孩子惹孩子的气。
Again, are there any fathers here who can manage that in your strength?
这边的我们做父亲的，你们哪一个人能靠着自己的力量做到这一点？
It seems impossible.
这看起来简直是
不可能嘛。But here's
the key. 但是关键在于。
The secret is not to make a list of these things and say, I can do this.
这个其中的秘诀不是说我列出一长长一串单子啊，我做得到，一项一项去画勾。
The key is the verse that I'm reading for this morning.
这个关键的一条是我所读的一条一个经节。
In the middle of all these instructions,
在这所有的一切的指导之中
，Ephesians 5 verse 18, Paul writes.
这个第以弗所书五章十八节，保罗说
，Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
But be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Now let me give you some background for that verse, and then we're coming back to this sailboat. I haven't forgotten.
这个我们说到这一段，我要想给大家一些背景知识，然后我们再回到摩托艇的话题。我并没有忘记这个话题。
In the New Testament,
在这个新约里面
，the Greek word that is translated Spirit.
这个希腊文它翻译成这个翻译这个属灵圣灵的这句话这个词
，pneuma。
叫做 pneuma.
I'm just telling you that so you'll know that I know one word in Greek.
我觉得给大家显摆一下，我还是懂一些希腊文的。这个词我认识的。
It's the same word that is translated wind.
但是圣灵这个词啊，在希腊文里，它翻译的时候，它跟这个风是用同一个词的。
In John 3, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus.
这个约翰福音第三章，耶稣跟尼哥底母说话的时候，他是这样说。
And he says,
他说。
The wind, pneuma, the wind blows where it wishes.
风随着意思吹。
And you hear its sound.
你听见风的响声。
But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes.
却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。
So it is with everyone who is born of the pneuma, the spirit.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Same word.
同样一个词，风跟这个圣灵。
Wind. Or spirit.
风或者是圣灵，它是用同一个词。
Because in Scripture, the Holy Spirit is represented as the breath, the wind of God.
因为在这个圣经里面，这个圣灵它是代表的是什么？是代表神的呼吸，就是代表风。
And so when Paul says, "Be filled with the Spirit,"
所以保罗说，乃要被圣灵充满。
Is to be filled with the breath, the wind of the Spirit.
他的意思就是要被圣灵的呼吸，被圣灵的风充满。
Paul says, "Don't be filled with wine, because you'll be under the control of the wine."
保罗说，不要醉酒，因为你喝了酒之后，你要再受酒精的控制。
Instead, be filled with the wind of the Spirit.
而是要靠让圣灵的风来控制你。
So that you are under the control of the Spirit.
所以你就这样，你就在圣灵的控制之下。
So think of a sailboat.
所以想象一个帆船。
The wind.Fills the sails,
这个风就鼓满了帆
and carries the boat toward the goal.
这个风就吹着这个帆船往前走。
Paul is saying in the middle of all these instructions.
所以保罗就是在他列出来的这一长串的指导之后，他说
，You don't have to do this in your own power.
你不需要靠着自己的力量去做这一切。
In fact, you can't do this in your own power.
实际上，靠着你自己的力量，你做不到。
Instead,
而是
be Filled with the wind of the Spirit.
要靠着圣灵的风来做。
Let the Spirit control what you do and what you say.
要让圣灵来控制你所说的，你所做的。
Let the Spirit guide how you react to the situations of your life.
要在你生命之中任何情境之下，都让圣灵来指导你说什么话，怎么做。
Be a sailboat.
要做一个帆船。
Who allows the wind of the Spirit to carry you. In God's direction.
允许圣灵的风吹着你朝着神的方向走。
That's how God intended us to live the Christian life.
神就是希望我们过这样来过基督徒的生活。
Not as spiritual power boats who say I can do this.
而不是说我们做一个属灵的摩托艇，说啊我一定做得到。
But as spiritual sailboats.
而是做一个属灵的帆船。
Who trust the wind of the Holy Spirit to carry us through the Christian life.
我们信靠圣灵的风，能够吹着我们来经历生活之中的一切。
Some examples from the Book of Acts.
这个在使徒行传上有一些例子。
You read in the Gospels about Simon Peter.
我们在福音书里头看到是个西门彼得这个人。
He thought he was a power boat for Jesus.
他以为他是为耶稣可以做一个摩托艇。
Everyone else may deny you.
他说别人都
I can do this.
别人都可能不认你，但是我不会的。
Jesus, you can count on me.
耶稣，你可以信任我。
But the truth is, everyone looking at him. Knows he's headed for a crash.
但是所有认识他的人都知道，他这话是说了大话了。
He misunderstands Jesus' teaching. He's unstable.
他没有听懂耶稣的教导，而且他是不稳定的一个人。
He finally even denies Jesus.
他最后他就不认耶稣啊。
But in Acts 2, something changes.
但是在使徒行传里第二章有一些事情变了。
On the day of Pentecost, Peter is with the other disciples in the upper room.
在五旬节，这彼得跟别的这个门徒们、使徒们一起都在楼上那个房间。
And it says, and here's our phrase from Ephesians 2.
但是在以弗所书的这个第二使徒行传的第二章，他是这样说的。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And from that moment,
从那以后
，Peter lives under the control of the Spirit.
彼得就在这个圣灵的这个掌控之下来生活。
And he does things we would never have expected.
他做的事情我们都想象不到，居然是彼得能做到。
This man who denied Jesus preaches with courage.
彼得以前他是不认耶稣啊，他现在居然他能够靠着他的这个勇气，他去讲道。
This uneducated fisherman writes two books of the New Testament.
彼得是没有受过教育的渔夫，他写了两本书，在我们的新约里面有两本书是彼得写的。
The power boat who had trusted in his strength，
这个彼得过去是个摩托艇，靠着自己的力量去开船的。
Has become a sailboat，
他现在变成了一艘帆船。
Who is blown by the wind of the Holy Spirit，
就靠着圣灵的风吹着他往前走。
And it changes his life，
他的生命完全改变了。
Stephen is the first Christian martyr。
这个斯蒂凡在圣经上所记载的，他是第一位殉道的。
Stephen is not a great apostle.
他不是个伟，斯蒂凡不是个伟大的使徒。
Stephen is no great hero.
他也不是什么伟大的英雄。
In fact, he had a job in the early church.
他实际上在早期的教会，他是有一份工作的。
To deliver food to the widows.
他的工作是什么呢？是给当时的寡妇们送食物。
He was sort of a Christian DoorDash.
他就像一个送餐小哥一样的。
No great hero.
他不是什么大英雄。
But he stands there, and as they are getting ready to stone him to death.
但是他就站在那儿，当他们已经决定要拿石头打死他的时候。
This food delivery man preaches a powerful sermon.
这个送餐小哥居然讲了一篇极为有力的讲道。
How?
他怎么做到呢？
Acts 6 tells us how.
这个使徒行传第六章告诉我们。
Says he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
他说乃斯蒂凡乃是大有信心圣灵充满的人。
Look at the Apostle Paul.
我们再看看这使徒保罗。
Acts 8 tells us that while Stephen was being stoned to death,
我们在使徒行传第八章看到说斯蒂凡被这个石头打死的时候，
Saul, his name before his name is changed,
保罗之前那时候的名字还叫扫罗，
was standing there approving of the execution.
他那个时候他站在旁边，他觉得这个斯蒂凡所受的这个刑罚是很公正的。
He's happy to watch this Christian be stoned to death.
他当时看着斯蒂凡被石头打死，他觉得高兴。
And it gets worse.
而且更糟糕的是
，Two verses later, it says he was ravaging the church.
两节以后，这个第八章第三节说保罗却残害教会
，dragging off men and women and committing them to prison.
进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
He's a power boat.
他这个。你看这个扫罗那时候真是个摩托艇啊，他有个目标，他要毁掉教会，他就做得到啊。
One chapter later，
但是就是《使徒行传》里一章以后，第九章
，It says，
第九章二十节
，Paul proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues，
保罗就在会堂里宣传耶稣。
And all who heard him were amazed.
凡听见的人都惊奇。
What had changed?
他的变化也太大了吧。
On the road to Damascus, he met Jesus.
他在去大马色的路上遇见了耶稣。
And verse 17 says he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
第八章第十七节，他就第九章的十七节说他被圣灵充满。
The power about who sets his goals and does it in his power.
这个过去这个扫罗完全是一艘摩托艇，他自己定了目标就靠着自己的力量就全速前进。
Becomes a sailboat.
他现在就变成了一艘帆船了。
Under the control of the wind of the Holy Spirit.
他已经现在完全是在圣灵的风的这个控制之下了。
True for Peter.
这个对于彼得是真实的。
True for Stephen.
对斯蒂凡是真实的。
True for Paul.
对保罗也是真实的。
And it is true for us.
对我们也是真实的。
We cannot live the Christian life.In our own power.
我们无法靠着我们自己的力量来过出基督徒的生命。
In our strength,
在我们的力量，
we cannot love God with all our heart, soul, and mind.
我们无法尽心尽性尽意爱我们的神。
In our strength,
靠着我们自己的力量，
no matter how hard we try, we cannot love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们不管我们怎么样的努力，我们也没法爱人如己。
We cannot forgive as God forgave us.
我们也无法饶恕别人，就像神饶恕我们一样。
We cannot love our wife as Christ loved the church.
我们也无法爱我们的妻子，就像神爱教会一样。
The only way we can do any of this
能够做到这一切，都就仅仅是因为
is through the Holy Spirit.
我们是靠着
in us day by day.
在我们里面的圣灵的力量，一天一天的能够活出基督徒的生命。
Now you might ask.
你可能会问。
All right, so you came to tell us we should be lazy Christians.
你今天就跟我们讲说，我们就可以做懒惰的基督徒吗？
Just sit there and let the wind blow us.
我们就坐在那儿，让风朝我们吹过来就好了吗？
No.
不是的。
You see, on a sailboat,
你知道这个帆船，
the sailor has a lot of responsibility.
这个帆船的水手是有很多的责任的。
He's constantly adjusting the sails to take advantage of the wind.
他必须不断地去调整这个 帆的角度 来利用这个风的推力。
And it seems to me that that's what we do as Christians.
对我来讲，我觉得这就是我们应该过这个基督徒生活的
态度。 As we read the Bible, as we pray,
我们祷告，我们读经，
as we worship,
我们敬拜。
We are putting ourselves in the place where the Holy Spirit can fill us and move us forward as Christians.
我们就是在调整自己的这个角度，让圣灵能够充满我们，把我们开往去往神的方向。
So I'm not suggesting a lazy approach to being a Christian.
所以我绝对不是说我们今天就可以坐在这儿躺平了，让风吹着走就好了，不是的。
But to say,
而是说，
this is what God has, the life God has called me to live.
这就是神呼召我要活出的生命。
And I know I can't do it myself.
我知道我自己靠着自己的力量做不到。
But I will keep myself in the place where each day the wind of the Spirit can blow through me.
但是我必须要让自己持守这样一个位置，每一天都有圣灵的风来充满我，要把我带往去要去的方向。
Last month I was in Uganda.
上个月我在乌干达。
And I had a day off.
我有一天休息嘛。
And they asked me what I wanted to see.
他们就问我想要在周围看看什么风景啊。
They have gorillas.
他们有这个 gorilla?
Gorillas.
哦，他们有这个大猩猩这个动物园。
I said, no, I don't want to see a gorilla.
我说我不想看什么大猩猩。
But what I wanted to see was a memorial.
但是我想去看一个纪念碑。
In 1886.
大概在1884年。
45 Ugandan Christians were martyred.
有四十五位乌干达的基督徒被为主殉道了，被杀了。
They were all slaves in the king, serving in the king's palace.
他们当时都是在宫殿里的奴隶。
And the king ordered them to do something that violated the scripture.
这个当时的国王就要求他们做一些事情跟圣经的教导是不符的。
And they said, we can't do that.
所以他们就说我们不能这么做。
If you don't do it, I will kill you.
那国王就说了，你们不做的话，就全都杀头。
None of them were educated.
这四十五个奴隶都没有受过任何教育。
None of them had any great skills. They were slaves.
他们都是奴隶，也没有什么特别的特殊技能。
but 45 of them died rather than disobey what God called them to do.
但是他们中间这四十五个奴隶就决定，他们宁可死也不会去违背神的意思。
They weren't educated.
他们没有受过教育。
They didn't have influence or power.
他们也没有任何的影响力，没有任何的能力。
They weren't power boats.
他们可不是摩托艇。
But those 45 Christians, most of them were teenagers and in their 20s.
他们中这四十五个奴隶之中，很多都是青少年，甚至也就才二，最多也就二十来岁吧。
Were burned to death.
他们都被烧死。
Rather than deny Christ.
他们宁可被烧死，也不愿否认基督。
And here's what happens when a sailboat allows the Holy Spirit to blow through them.
如果一个帆船允许圣灵的风从它上里面吹过去的话。
The memorial shows different scenes from this story.
这个我去看的这个纪念碑就把这个不同的场景都展现在眼前，就是他们所经历的这一切。
And over and over, you see the king in his robes watching.
你就看到他画出来那画里面，这个国王就披着他的这个黄袍，就在旁边就看着这些人被烧死。
And you see the executioner, a man who was famous for his cruelty.
你看到这个当时去裁判他们被杀的这个刽子手，他是在当时是以残酷而著称的。
And in this row of scenes from this story,
你就看到他这个。画出来的这画一帧一帧的画像。
The last scene was a baptism.
但是最后的一幅画面是一个洗礼。
The king was being baptized.
这个国王居然受洗了。
And the executioner was being baptized.
这个刽子手也居然受洗了。
Not because 45 power boats impressed them.
不是因为这四十五艘摩托艇让他们觉得啊印象好深刻。
But because 45 very lowly sailboats.
而是因为这四十五个就非常谦卑的就风被风吹着的帆船。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是靠着圣灵的力量。
Face death.
他们这四十五艘帆船这些奴隶就这样勇敢的面对这个生命被剥夺。
I went from the memorial to the Anglican church that was built on the site of this martyrdom.
我就从这些寻道士的这个纪念碑，又到了附近旁边的一个圣公会教会。
And in that church, they have pictures of the pastors for the last 150 years.
这个教会里面有挂着这个过去一百五十年之间这个教会里所有的这个牧师的画像。
100 years.
100年，过去100年这牧师的画像。
And the guide from the church showed me one of the pictures.
这个。当时我的向导就指着其中一幅画像跟我说
，And he said, there is one of our bishops.
他说那里的这个是我们当时的主教之一。
Did you go through the memorial outside?
你有没有在外面看那个这个纪念碑啊
？Yes.
是啊，我去过了。
Did you see the executioner?
你看到这个刽子手了吗
？Yes.
我看到了。
That's his grandson.
这个。牧师这位主教就是这个刽子手的孙子。
Generations were changed.
这一代一代的人就这样被改变了。
By someone who said, "I will go where the Spirit takes me."
是什么样的人让他们有这样的改变？就是那个人说我愿意去圣灵带我去的任何地方的这样的。
Now let me try to wrap this up quickly.
我想要做一个结论。
In a practical sense.
在我们一个实用的角度来说。
What does this mean?
这个对我意味着什么呢？
Because I don't want to simply say, "Be filled with the Spirit, goodbye."
我不能就跟你们说啊，让圣灵充满，然后就拜拜吧。
And you say that would be nice, but I don't know what that means.
然后你说那很好啊，可是我怎么样才能让圣灵充满呢？
So very quickly.
很快的，我们来。
When Paul writes, "Be filled with the Spirit."
当保罗说要被圣灵充满。
The verb there is present tense.
这个用的动词是现在进行时的。
Not do it once and you're done.
不是说一辈子就做一次啊什么的。
But keep on day by day.
而是说一天
又一天。The wind of the Spirit.
每一天都被圣灵的风充满。
Because you see, a sailboat has to have constant wind.
你知道一个帆船要想能够不断的往前进的话，风一定要不停的持续的吹。
And you and I must have the ongoing wind of the Spirit working in us.
所以你我也必须让这个圣灵的风要持续的能够吹进来，能够充满我们。
And so as I have looked at Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, all these instructions,
所以我看了以弗所书里第四、五、六章、三章的这些所有的这些指导,
it seems to me the key in this, right in the middle of all of that,
我看到这里头的关键就在这些字句之中,
each day,
每一天,
surrendering myself again to the Spirit to work in me,
一天又一天要向圣灵降服, 让圣灵在我里面工作,
each day asking the Holy Spirit to work in me today,
每一天就在今天让圣灵在我心里工作,
God fill me with your Spirit today,
主啊就在今天让你的圣灵充满我,
take me where you want me to go today,
就在今天把我带到你要我去的地方,
empower me to do what you want me to do today,
就在今天给我力量去做你要我做的事。
There's a prayer that I pray almost every morning.
有一个祷告是我每天早上都要做的。
It was written by an Anglican bishop, John Stott.
是一个英国圣公会的主教叫John Scott写的。
And it sums up what I've tried to preach this morning.
它其实就是总结了我今天所讲的信息。
And I put the prayer in your bulletin to take home.
我们的周报上有这段祷告, 希望你能回家也去读, 能够这样祷告。
A prayer to the Trinity.
这是这个一个对这个圣三一的一个祷告。
Father, I pray this day that I may live in your presence and love you more and more.
他说天父,我今天祷告让我在你的同在中生活而且更加的爱你。
Lord Jesus, I pray that this day I may take up my cross and follow you.
主耶稣,我今天祷告求你让我拿起我的十字架跟从你。
And then the prayer ends.
然后这个祷告就最后的结束是这样的。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵,
I pray that this day you may fill me with yourself.
我今天求你,向你祷告,求你能够充满我,
and cause your fruit to ripen in my life.
让你圣灵的果子在我的生命中成熟。
That's the prayer of a sailboat.
这是一个帆船的祷告。
God, I can't live the Christian life in my own power.
我主啊,我无法活出,靠着我自己的力量,无法活出基督徒的生命。
I'm not a powerboat.
我不是个摩托艇,
but God, today,
但是今天,主啊,
I want to be a simple sailboat.
我想要成为一艘简单的帆船,
sailing under your control.
在你的这个主权指导之下去,来在海上能够航行。
And so today I ask that the wind of the Spirit will fill me and move me in your direction.
所以今天我就求主用你的圣灵充满我, 把我
And through His Spirit, 靠着主的圣灵, we can live the way He calls us to live.
我们可以活出主呼召我们要活出的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I thank you that we don't have to live the Christian life in our power.
主啊, 我感谢你, 我们不需要靠着我们自己的力量活出基督徒的生命。
So many of us have found that frustrating when we try to do it.
当我们靠着自己的力量的时候, 我们常常会有挫败感。
But Lord, thank you for the wonderful joy of living in the power of your Spirit.
主啊, 感谢你能够赐我们这样无比的喜乐, 能够在圣灵在掌控之中生活。
And so would you work in each of us?
主啊, 求你在我们每个人心中做工。
To help us day by day to surrender to your Spirit.
帮助我们一天又一天,每一天都能够向你的圣灵降服。
Fill us with your Spirit.
被你的圣灵充满。
And empower us to live the way you call us to live.
让我们活出你呼召我们要活出的生命。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen.